And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Raymond Hebert. He is Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Acadiana and here to talk about their Leaders in Philanthropy Luncheon that will take place next week on November 1st, which is a Thursday. So welcome back, Raymond. You were here a couple weeks ago talking about the luncheon, and I know y'all were very excited about it because last year was such a success and people were so thrilled with the response to the winners of these philanthropy awards.
That's right. And Judith, thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it. We're very excited about next week's Leaders in Philanthropy event. We'll be recognizing actually nine folks from our eight different parishes throughout Acadiana that have done some tremendous good in their own communities.
And you have nominations. So many people nominate these. And you have nominations in each parish?
Correct.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of our stakeholders have an opportunity to nominate. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by stakeholders are our volunteer board of directors and committee members, as well as donors and ambassadors of the foundation. They all have an opportunity to nominate folks that are doing different things in the community. And Judith, it's not about money. Mm-hmm. It's really about the things that they do in their communities to make our Acadiana a better place to live and work and raise families.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gave some wonderful examples the last time talking about things that you were particularly proud of that were happening in philanthropy in those different parishes.
Right.
And the last time, I don't think you could announce the winners, but you know them now.
We do.
Those names are public.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could go through the different parishes and talk about some of that variety of philanthropy that goes on.
Sure. Well, starting up in Evangeline Parish, Dr. Charles Aswell has done some tremendous good up in Ville Platte and in that area. He'll be honored next week in St. Landry Parish. Reggie and Marie Dupre, they've done a lot of different things. One thing that tugs at my heartstrings is something called Hope for Opelousas. It's a fabulous organization that's giving some hope to children in impoverished neighborhoods that really just need a hand. They need some guidance. And so that's an exciting nonprofit effort that has been started up there. In Acadia Parish, Mike Francis from Crowley. In St. Martin Parish, Ray Pellerin from the Brobridge area. Of course, everybody knows Ray Pellerin. He's done a lot of terrific things over the years. Most recently, he's been instrumental in getting the Tour de Teche, 135-mile bike, paddle canoe. That's right. Canoe ride down the beautiful Bayou Teche. In Lafayette, Paula Woodson Blanchett, who has done a lot of terrific things. One of her favorite projects is working with the Miles Perret Center. So she's done some terrific work there.
Mm-hmm.
In Vermilion Parish, Nathan Granger from ERAD, who has done some fabulous things in that area, including a sports arena for the youth in ERAP. In St. Mary Parish, Bob Miller from the Morgan City area. I think that covers all of our parishes. So again, a good cross-section, a good variety of folks, and frankly, none of them really want to be recognized. So we're grateful that they've honored us by allowing us to honor them,
right,
to highlight what they do, who they are, and to illustrate to other folks that we can all pitch in and make our communities a little better.
Right. I mean, it's interesting when you say that it isn't about money. This philanthropy award is not for the person who's given the most money.
Absolutely.
But
not
for someone who perhaps has for years quietly been developing a program, seeing a need and creating a means to help that need in
Absolutely.
Their communities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there are hundreds of thousands of people just like that throughout Acadiana. Mm-hmm. We live in a very special place. And, you know, I was most intrigued recently. The Chronicle on Philanthropy recently wrote an article. It's a nationwide publication. They did an article entitled How America Gives. And Louisiana was number 28th out of 50 states in the District of Columbia in the number of gifts and the amount given. And number 12th in the percentage of income that Louisianians give. So we have a very solid platform or foundation from which to do our work.
People are very personally generous here.
Absolutely.
In the state of Louisiana. And it's interesting that you say these people really don't want to be recognized. They're not seeking that recognition. But it is of great inspiration to many others, and to see what someone else has been doing inspires people who perhaps hadn't considered that in their own community. And it just begins to have a wave effect, I think, across Acadiana.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about this event. You hit the nail on the head. The word is inspiring. Mm-hmm. The event is inspiring. The guest speaker this year will have Todd Graves, the founder and CEO of Raising Cane's Chicken. All that we're doing at this event is about inspiring. It's about inspiring people to consider what they can do. And it's not all about money.
Right. And you have him as the speaker because he's very personally generous himself.
Correct.
He has a lot of charities that he works with.
Absolutely. We live in a very entrepreneurial area. So folks are always interested in someone's story, an entrepreneurial story, a business story. And he has a very compelling one to tell. His company is now one of the fastest growing fast food chains in the country. Mm-hmm. And he's from Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. and he has done quite well for himself. But I think what makes his story more compelling is that he has been very philanthropic. And so his company does well because he does good. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, again, another example, another inspirational a model for folks to look at and learn from.
Right. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Raymond Hebert. He is the executive director of the Community Foundation of Acadiana, talking about their annual Leaders in Philanthropy Luncheon that will be next Thursday, November 1st, talking about the guest speaker and those who have received awards in the various parishes. I'm sure there are people who would be interested in getting tickets to go. Where is it going to be, and how can they get tickets?
Sure. Our event is going to be at the Cajun Dome Convention Center next Thursday, November 1st. Tickets are on sale until tomorrow morning, actually. Our phone number is 337-769-4844. And we'd love to have you if you're interested in coming.
All right. And for those people who may not have gotten to hear your last interview and don't know much about the Community Foundation, what is your mission? And I think people will see why this is so much a part of your mission. Why are you all here in Acadiana?
Sure. We're excited about our organization and quite proud of the accomplishments we've realized in our short 12-year history. Our core purpose is to connect all generous people to the causes they care about. So we serve as a venue, a vehicle, if you will, for folks to satisfy their charitable objectives immediately and in some cases in perpetuity. So generous folks come to us. It's not about giving to us or giving to what they care about. I want to be very clear about that. It's really about giving to what they care about through the Community Foundation, through a very much more sophisticated arrangement, if you will. Mm-hmm. So folks generally come to us and establish charitable funds with us that they name and they direct. Those funds can be for scholarship purposes, to benefit particular organizations, churches, or schools. Could even benefit particular causes or even communities. Lots of folks like myself, frankly, that grew up in or live in particular communities that they want to benefit immediately and in perpetuity. We can accommodate that. Mm-hmm. So we become a very attractive option for folks. Unlike establishing one's own private foundation, which can be quite costly and burdensome, we offer an opportunity for a greater number of folks to come to us and establish something comparable to a private foundation without the headache and without the cost associated with it.
So, offering that more sophisticated administration that many families just really can't accomplish themselves.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we become more and more sophisticated with each year. I will tell you, we are pursuing currently something that's exciting, a new back office system that we hope to engage and unveil next year that will allow folks to manage and have access to their funds, their accounts, online 24/7. So that's going to be a real sophisticated move for us.
Mm. Well, I know a lot of people are extremely grateful to your organization, both for the ability to create these funds and those who have been recipients of them as
sure.
well.
Sure, sure. And KRVS is a nonprofit organization, and I know you're going through your fundraising efforts this week, and I encourage folks to give to KRVS. It's a fabulous radio station with terrific programming, and it needs the public support. So I encourage folks to consider making a contribution to KRVS.
Well, thank you very much. We've discovered, too, that our listeners are quite generous and very grateful.
Sure.
So along with that Louisiana spirit, they're right in there. Again, Raymond Hebert, he's the executive director of the Community Foundation of Acadiana. If you're interested in tickets for the Leaders in Philanthropy Luncheon, which is next Thursday, November 1st, you can give their office a call and get your tickets. Thank you, Raymond, so much.
Thank you, Judith. I appreciate it.